What's up? It's your boy Remus and welcome to the Champ Set Podcast, the podcast for champions. It's your boy Remus and listen, I'm the doubt killer, belief filler, the one that's going to convince you that you are a winner. Why? Because I'm going to add Champ Set to your mind. This is the home for champions in training. This is the Champ Set Podcast and today we're going to be talking about taking charge of your career, taking charge of your life, having responsibility and taking accountability for everything that's going to happen from now until the end of your career. Now, the reason why this is an important topic is because I've studied this stuff and I've seen that one of the most important traits of a champion is the ability to be a leader, the ability to show the world that you are a leader. And if you can't lead anything else if you can't lead yourself. And to be able to lead yourself, you need to be able to take responsibility for everything that is happening in your life. No result in your life must be attributed to the power of somebody else. And the reason why is because once you take away the power from someone else, it frees up the space for you to be able to take control and have that power over yourself. Now, you, with it being your life, no one else should have power over your life. It's your life. And we're going to say this, we're going to talk about this because we're going to be talking about this because this is your career. You have to take charge. You can't blame anybody else if something doesn't go your way. You can't blame anyone else if you're not able to do what's required to make sure you get what you want on this pursuit to greatness. Like, let's say, for example, you lose a fight, right? And partly it's because maybe you didn't go 100% in training because maybe your friend or, you know, your partner or, you know, your trainer or whatever just made the training schedule not what you want it to be or something. Like let's say, for example, that I give this example in Automatic Ambition. Let's say, for example, that you go to the gym, right? You're on time, maybe you show up for a session at whatever time it is, and your trainer, your coach is a bit late. And he's running late. And what happens is now you have to wait for him to get there. But let's say he does this 2-3 times a month, or, you know, he does this consistently and frequently. What a lot of fighters will do is they don't have this leadership mentality. They're just going with the wind. They're just going with what everyone else wants them to go with. So they allow those situations to go by and they don't say to themselves, wait, this is my career. This is my life. This is everything that's going to happen on this journey should be down to me. So I can't allow me to miss training or even miss 5 minutes of training because someone else is late. No. Some way, somehow, I've come here for, let's say you want to do 2.5 hours for that session or whatever it is. You say, some way, somehow, regardless of that person or this person, 2.5 hours of working out this afternoon is going to be done. And it sounds easy when you hear it, but it takes a lot of confidence. It takes a lot of belief and it takes a lot of responsibility, right? And leadership skills to make sure that the plan goes to plan, even when other people start to mess it up. So let's go back to the example. Let's say you had a trainer who is, you know, he has a habit of being late a lot of the time. And, you know, you're kind of annoyed by this because you want to start, you know, when you're supposed to start so that you get the full time that you need. What I would suggest you do is if something like that ever happened, you just start without him. Even if, let's say, for example, the gym needs to be opened, you can still just work out right outside. Like, be proactive, take charge, do what no one else would do. Work out right on the spot, whether that be warming up, shadow boxing, or whatever it is, to make sure that you still stick to the plan of doing 2.5 hours of a session that afternoon, if that's what you wanted to do. Like, the idea of this is just to say, make sure you stick to the plan and don't let anyone else mess up the plan. And now if someone else does mess up the plan, it's on you to readjust whatever you are doing that day to make sure that the plan still goes ahead. A lot of people aren't, I mean, you can't really expect another person to care more about your career than you. It's your career. You have to care the most. And if you notice that, let's say, I don't know, you have to get dropped to the gym by someone, and you notice, let's say they was doing it for free, right? You had a friend that was always going that way. Maybe you don't have a car. This is just a made up scenario. But let's say you don't have a car. Your friend is always late and he's doing you a favor, so you can't really moan too much. You should, or that person who was in that situation should go, no, I'm not gonna be late. So maybe if I have to pay him a bit extra, you know, maybe he was doing it for free. If I have to pay him to make sure he comes on time, you know, he's gonna come on time because I have to get to that gym at that specific time. I have to get to that gym. Like when I say I'm going to train is when I'm gonna train. And that's the mindset you gotta have. You're gonna notice that other people, I mean, it's not even that they have bad intentions, but you're going to notice that other people are going to mess up the plan. Other people are going to mess up the training. When their emotions change, now your plan's got to change. When they, maybe your friends want to go do something, but you know you have to go to training. You have to take charge and go, this is my career. If anything happens, if anything goes wrong in this, it's going to be down to me. They're not going to cry with me. You know what I'm saying? And even if they do cry with you, they're not going to cry and feel it as hard and as much as you're going to feel it. At the end of the day, the success is down to you. And if you're going to allow yourself to go through a painful experience, you are going to be the only one feeling it as much as you're going to feel it. No one else is going to feel it. Maybe they'll want you to win in that day, but they'll get over it the next day. If you lose and it was because you didn't sacrifice enough because you allowed another person to mess with the plan, you are going to feel guilty. So that's just a kick up, you know, the backside, just to remind you, because no one else is going to. Stay focused. Let's go. See you on the next episode. Shamsa.